Aluta Continua by the Bototo Ensemble. A four-part drama about the July 2021 uprising, when ex-President Moses refused to go quietly. Episode 2, Fight Back, Preparing for Battle.
Eat, we want more meat. Eat, we want more meat. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Stop corruption, stop corruption. All must eat, all must eat. Stop corruption, stop corruption. All must eat, all must eat.
Ex-President Moses has presented himself to correctional services. He is about to start serving a sentence for contempt of the Constitutional Court. The sentence springs from his refusal to continue giving evidence to the commission he himself set up to probe state capture and corruption. But as we speak, his incarceration is sparking a fight back by supporters who threaten an outpouring of lawlessness, or as some would call it, a spontaneous and justified redistribution of wealth.
Comrades, it's time for action, Manj. We must contact the section leaders and take up positions around the malls.
Yeah.
There must be enough people to confuse the security before going in.
Absolutely. When we strike, it must be from a position of strength. I will contact the taxi associations right away.
Wait, comrade. Before you start giving instructions, let us follow the checklist. The puppets in government may bring foreign agents and specialists to crush us if we are loose about organizing.
My leader, you are always so calm and collected. It is a pleasure to work under you.
Thank you, comrade. I am not my father's daughter for nothing. I know how to lead in a crisis.
Yes, that is the mark of a warrior.
Right. So where do we start?
Let us refresh our strategic objective.
That is easy. We want to create as much chaos and damage as possible so that the puppets in the union buildings back down and free Comrade President Moses. His business of jail must end.
Yes! We want his immediate release and we want all other charges dropped.
Yes! Then we regroup at the political level and take back control of the party.
Maibuye!
Africa!
Land for the landless! Houses for the homeless! Now, how do we get there?
We target key areas of the economy and their supply routes. And that's why we must
block highways!
Ban railways!
Attack the harbor!
Cut fuel, food and medical supplies!
Vandalize schools,
steal arms and ammunition,
and break down their so-called law and order to pave the way for our return
to power.
Amanja!
Oh, what memories you have, comrades. And to begin the mobilization, I will pump up our social media. And once the action starts, videos of our uprising will go viral till every shack dweller and unemployed youth copies what they see happening. Yes, Abantu will see how the brave are scoring and the masses will be unstoppable.
Yes, this is good.
A happy day when Moses fall.
But comrades, we have been forgetful of a most important item. Security.
Don't worry, our security is very tight.
Yes, I know that our security is very tight. But I'm talking about their security.
My leader, more than half of their security force is with us. Pela, your father was very careful to put our people there. They will stand their ground against the sellout.
I certainly hope so. Their loyalty to my father will be decisive in the battle to come. Right, let me phone Colonel Sibanda and tell him that we are almost ready to roll. His men must take the next few days off. I am sure they will welcome a break from the routine of chasing a cool drink money.
Eat, eat, we want more meat. Eat, eat, we want more meat. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Stop corruption, stop corruption. All must eat, all must eat.
You are telling me that there are reports of civil unrest being planned?
Yes, madam. We at State Security are following events closely. Moses has built a whole network of loyal ministers, ex-ministers, and other state officials.
Don't say Moses like that. Show some respect. He was a president. He was a comrade of high note.
Yes, of course, comrade. He was very high.
Watch your tongue, young man. Now, what were you saying?
I was saying that they are prettifying their message by claiming to stand for the working people and the unemployed. They say they will break the power of white business and its foreign ideology and restore the land to the people.
Well, they have a point.
Yes, madam, they do have a point. But the real point is that they are frauds.
How can you say that?
Very easily. Just look what they did while they were in power. Their hands were deep in the government's cookie jar while they enjoyed stolen fruits of rich men's pockets.
Don't talk to me about pockets unless you're talking about potatoes.
Minister, they are planning an uprising. They are going to manipulate the poor to hide their real intentions.
Don't be crazy. Everyone has the right to freedom of expression. Just because you say something on TikTok or WhatsApp or Rockshot or whatever doesn't mean you are being serious. On social media, you are just saying something, not actually doing anything. It's like a thought in your head. We must defend everyone's right to vent.
But they are calling for ungovernability to lead to regime change.
Well, was that not the struggle against apartheid?
But we are not an apartheid regime. We are an independent African country.
No, we are not. We are still ruled by the whites, and look at the results.
That's true and not true, Minister. Right now, we are ruled by a corrupt party that enriches a certain small group at the top.
I've had enough of this. Mr. Vilakazi, your cheek and arrogance are going to cost you your job.
Well, that may be the case. But before I go, I would like you to hear the evidence of an agent we have in the field. She knows about everything they are trying to do. Hello, Busi. Please send in Comrade Lebu.
Wait, Comrade. Do you still think I have time to listen to nonsense?
Come in. Thank you, Comrade Lebu. The minister is very excited to hear that you have first-hand knowledge of the plot.
Yes, that's right. I have sat in meetings with these people, and without blushing, I heard them say that they wish to create chaos, then win back power.
Do you really think a weak and sickly old man is still interested in their kind of power?
Madam, don't make the mistake of thinking he's alone. There is a group of people around him. Even old enemies are showing support. They use him. And he uses them.
Is this some gangster soap opera you are writing? Well, save it to your spare time, my dear, and stop peddling conspiracy theories. I'm an experienced politician, and I know that Comrade Moses has always stood for the African people and is a true patriot.
Oh, Minister, Mzansi is in danger.
Yes. Hey, out of here, both of you. I'll not be subjected to your lies and exaggerations.
Oh, Tingiswayo, come in. How many men have arrived?
We have about 30.
Haibo, well done. This is a good number.
And they are well experienced and know what they are doing.
Ah, yes. We have built a strong organization.
They will be very efficient.
Of course. This isn't the first time for any of us. The equipment and weapons are also ready. My leader.
Ah, excellent. Okay, let me finish one or two things. We'll leave in an hour.
Very good, comrade. But before we do, I suggest that you come outside and give Amadoda a prep and a pep talk.
Mind you, circulating a bottle or two of spirits to loosen the muscles may also be inspiring.
Whatever sharpens the appetite for war is welcome, comrade. Ah,
but enough talk. Let us go to the man.
Matota, we are here today for a purpose, and we are fortunate to have our commanding officer, our beloved president's very own favorite son. He is here to address us before we go out and do the necessary work to take our great struggle forward. And now, over to you, my chief.
Thank you, Tengiswayo. Greetings, man.
Greetings,
I salute you in the name of my father, the great patriot, he who has sacrificed so much for our cause. Even though the sellout High Court has again bowed to pressure and denied him his freedom, our spirits are not low. No, Makabane, they are rising ever higher and will rise higher than the flames of the trucks we will burn tonight.
Yabo.
Those flames will burn in the faces of the whites who suck our blood and deny us work.
Yabo.
There is no return for us. R.E.T. is our name. South African jobs for South Africans. That is no shame.
Zin, zin.
Out. Out, out.
Mozambique.
Out. Out, out.
Malawi.
Out. Futak, futak.
Malawi.
Futak. Futak, futak.
Eta.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
Eta.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta. Ta.
And so, Makabane, I wish you all strength. Know that the old man, while he's lying sick in his lonely cell, is thinking of you, brave warriors, who will not allow any power on earth to stop you from exercising our right to bread and peace.
Zin, zin!
Out! 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 Out!
Mozambique!
Out! Out! Out!
Malawi!
Futak! Futak! Futak!
Malawi!
Futak! Futak! Futak!
Echa!
Cha!
Cha!
Cha! Cha!
Echa!
Cha!
Cha!
Cha! Cha!
And one last thing. Know that should any of you fall in this battle, your families will be well provided. The business brothers who support us, all those hard-working corporates who serviced our government when Comrade President Moses was still our guiding hand, have been very generous.
All right. Yeah.
So yes, your families will be well provided.
Matota, order! At last count, there were 22 trucks at the rest area near the toll station and another 10 or so near it.
Mm-hmm.
We will break into two groups and hit them from either side.
Okay.
Once we make contact, separate the foreign drivers from our own people.
Mm-hmm.
And if any foreigner causes trouble, you have the right to self-defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
If any foreigner is insulting, you have the right to clean his town.
Yeah.
Then, once you know what you got in the trucks, remove what is valuable. We didn't join the struggle to stay poor.
Only the stupid stay poor.
Only the poor are scared of the cure.
Take what you need. Make sure you feed.
Only the poor refuse the cure.
Then take the trucks driven by our people and burn those driven by Amakwerekwe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Companies that employ them must suffer.
Good job.
And be professional, Makabane. Please. Keep your weapons well hidden until we reach the site. Pambili ngomzabalazo abasebenzi, pambili!
Pambili!
Jobs for South Africans. Let us be free of the fake refugee. Free of their criminality.
Sim, sim.
Out. Out, out.
Mozambique.
Out. Out, out.
Malawi.
Futak. Futak, futak.
Malawi.
Futak. Futak, futak.
Eta.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
Eta.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
No, no, no. Please, my brothers. This isn't right. I am just trying to support my kids like you. I am not to blame for what corrupt leaders have done to my country. I didn't leave my home in Bulawayo because I wanted a holiday.
Hey, don't be cheeky, you talk. Go back to Harare, Mutare, Masvingo. Any women, we don't need your lies and thieving here.
Away with your whore woman always shoplifting, wena.
Mama, my brothers, please, put those guns away. How can I be threatening you? I have just come to work. No, no, not to cause trouble.
Hey, your working is the cause of trouble.
Your working means one less job for my family.
But we are all suffering from the same problems. We should work together. We must be a big family.
You, my family? Go eat your stupid dreams, Wena. In this world, only the strong survive.
I beg you.
Give me the keys to the truck, then get out of my way, Wena.
Oh, please, my brothers. I beg you not to shoot me. Here are the keys. Take everything. Just don't shoot me.
Welcome to this meeting, comrades. I know this was a very short notice, ne? But after the news of ex-president Moses jailing, there is a rumor going around which is so frightening that I don't want to believe it can be true, comrades.
What are you talking about?
Just cough it out, ma. Let's hear this news before the soccer starts.
Okay, ne? All right, comrade. It goes like this. Well, we all know there is a movement in our hostels encouraging us to kick out foreigners,
yes.
Ne, comrade? Some of our indunas are also calling for Moses to be brought back as the president.
Mm-hmm.
But I only know one thing, comrades. Ne, I only know one thing. Attacking foreigners and also toying for Moses does not make any sense, comrade. Our enemy is not each other. And Moses is also a crook, man.
That's true, ma. But while we don't want corruption, the bosses are killing us with wage cuts and the kwerekwere are taking the bread from our mouths. We need immediate action, but this government is watching us starve. Bring Comrade Moses back. He will lead us to the promised land.
Yeah, bossy, there is hunger. We are not play acting here.
Comrades, that is why we must be very careful. When these messages come on WhatsApp and TikTok and tell you to go to your nearest mall and show the bosses who's the real boss, who is the real owner of this world, you must not forget that, comrades.
Don't tell us what to do, man. We will show them, Lungus, Abelungu, Guti, I am not going to die because they need profits.
What is in those malls is ours, ma. We sweated for those goods. It is time we shared in their good life.
But comrades, everyone grabbing for himself is not the best way to bring that about. Whatever you grab or bend today must be rebuilt tomorrow.
Wena, don't come here with your fake arguments.
Yes.
I am the one that's suffering. This rotten government may look black, but it is really in the hands of the Boers, I'm telling you.
Comrades, calm down. Let us, as Africans, look at ourselves in the mirror and be honest about what we see. It is not a pretty sight.
Are you saying that all we are good for is making babies and stealing from bosses? That is sell-out propaganda.
Nshonjalo mina, comrade. No, I haven't said that. Because it is a racist propaganda. But what is true is that the next 72 hours are going to be the big test for the mirror we hold in our hands. What we see there will affect millions of our people for many years to come.